We're in Siman Shin Samach Beis Sif Yud, says the Mechaber, continuing, Ulaha Rambam, Ein Tzuras Pesach Mol or Pitzah Yoser Meyaser. For the Rambam, a Tzuras Pesach does not help you to enclose, to close up a gap that's more than 10 amos. Elim Kein Omei Merubala Paratz, unless you have omed, the closed area is more than the open area. And the Rama says, Azmani afilu bibika b'chol ruchos, and then that will work even in a bika in all directions. As long as you have more omed than paret, then you'd be able to close up any gaps that are more than 10 with a tzuras pesach. And the Mishnah Berurah says that we should be concerned for this opinion, if possible. Sif yad alef ma'u tzuras pesach. What is a tzuras pesach? Kanamikan v'kana al gabehan. One pole here, one pole there, and then a pole horizontally on top. Mishnah Berurah says, even if one of the poles is higher than the other pole, and therefore the horizontal pole on top is actually slanted, that's going to be okay as well. The Mishnah Berurah also says that ropes would work in place of poles as well. The Mechaber continues, Afilu eino nogeh behen, even if the horizontal pole does not touch the two vertical poles, El sheyesh b'nei kama amos, there's a space of a couple amos between the horizontal pole and the vertical pole, such as if you have a rope that you're using as the horizontal and it's tied from above, that would be okay. As long as the vertical poles are 10 tfachim high, and they are precisely underneath the horizontal pole, so they don't need to be touching, but they still have to be directly underneath it. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Mamash neged hakana ha'elyon, v'lo meruchak mimeno afilo kolshu." It can't be off at all. The reason is because we're relying on the rule of Gud Asik, a halacha Moshe Misinai, that the poles extend upwards. And in order for that to be, then the poles need to be precisely underneath it. Because if they're not, then when it goes directly up, it's not going to work as a Tzuras HaPesach anymore. When it comes to the slanted Tzuras HaPesach, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be sosem lahakel, even in a large slant, and the Chazon Ish as well says that even on a large slant it would be kosher, even though Rabbi Akiva Eiger is not sure, it could be if it's a large degree of a slant, it might be problematic. If the vertical poles that you're relying on are thicker on the bottom and thinner on top, and you put a string on top to act as the kana on top, so it turns out that now it is not necessarily on top of the entire vertical pole. So the Avnei Nezer writes that it's still kosher. The Chazon Ish holds that if the whole amud from the Yod Tfachim and below is considered to be directly underneath it, so then you'd be okay. But if that area is too thick, that it's not really considered to be underneath it, so then it would be problematic. The Mechaber continues, Vim Chiber Hakana Ha'elyon L'Shnei Hakanim O L'Echan Mehem Mina Tzad. If you attach the top vertical, the top horizontal pole to the two vertical poles, or to one of them on the side of the vertical pole, lo mahani, then that doesn't work. Meaning the kana agabehen, the pole that we're talking about that's going on top, has to be on top of the two vertical poles. It cannot be coming from the side of the vertical poles. And that's no longer similar to a doorway anymore, because the mashkof is always on top of the two mezuzahs. It's not coming from the side of the two mezuzahs. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz, who says that if you do it min atzad, if you do it in such a way that it's not actually sticking out from the vertical pole, then it would be okay. But all the Achronim disagree with this and say that it actually has to be on top. It cannot be coming from the side of the vertical pole. This is a psul that comes up a lot, and it's a discussion that happens a lot with the telephone poles that we rely on and different Tzuras HaPesachs that are used in the common day Erevin. What is considered to be a Tzuras HaPesach Menasad, and what is considered to be on top? And one should consult a posek and look at all the picture books that exist to see exactly what are the different cases of Menasad and actually on top.